You got it, dude.
It was the best of times. It was the worst of times.
Hi, what I see is me. Absolutely.
You want to have your cake and eat it, too.
They thought I was you.
Hello, 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 and welcome to They Thought It Was You, the podcast where we recontextualize and deep dive into Mary-Kate and Ashley's career using our big, beautiful adult brains. I am Lanny Harms, and you may notice that my co-host, Becca Roth, is not here today. That's because today is not a normal episode. If you've been listening to the podcast, then you know that we are going chronologically through Mary-Kate and Ashley's career from them as a very bitty babies getting their first role on Full House. And we've just been going through their project step by step that has got us to the finale of Full House, which we reviewed last week. And that means that up next is It Takes Two, which is a big deal, not only for Mary-Kate and Ashley, it's a huge deal for Becca and myself and pretty much anybody else who was a fan of Mary-Kate and Ashley or just generally grew up in the 90s. So we promised at the end of last episode that we would be talking about It Takes Two today, and we had every intention of doing that. But it turns out there's a lot to cover with It Takes Two, and we did not want to rush through it. Mary-Kate and Ashley were in a rush their whole lives, and we owe it to them to not be rushed through one of their most iconic projects. Also, we are in talks with a very exciting It Takes Two related guest for our second interview. And so we just really want to focus on that and getting that all set up and recorded. And we're just really excited to share that with you. So hopefully that'll all be set and ready by next week. But if we miss our Tuesday regular slot next week again, just know it's because we are working on something very fun and exciting that we can't wait to share with you guys. So taking a little bit of a break this week. This is a good chance to catch up on any episodes you might have missed. Tell your friends about this fun podcast about Mary-Kate and Ashley that you're listening to. But anyways, in the meantime, for this week, just to give you guys a little bit of something, just because we've been releasing episodes every week for about 2 months now, and I don't want to leave you hanging, you know? That would be rude. How rude? Okay, I'm sorry. Last week, when I had It Takes Two in my brain, I called up my brother and I asked him if he had any memories of us watching It Takes Two together. And he didn't actually know that I was recording the conversation. I have since told him that I recorded it and asked his permission to put it out. And so that's what I'm doing right now. I'm going to show you guys that conversation. It's just a little fun, little window into my personal life that I guess I'm putting out there into the world, which I feel fine about. It's in the name of Mary-Kate and Ashley. And by the way, if you have a part of your personal life that is related to Mary-Kate and Ashley that you would like to share, put it in a voice memo and send it to our Gmail, theythoughtiwasyou@gmail.com, and we'll play it on the show. I haven't asked Becca this, but I'm sure she'd be thrilled. We want to meet more Mary-Kate and Ashley fans who are now adults and have crazy stories just like us to share. And we know you're out there. Just come on. So yeah, feel free to do what I did just right here, which is record a conversation with a beloved person in your life without them knowing about Mary-Kate and Ashley and then send it to us. Or just send a voice memo of yourself talking about something that you want to share, about time that you went on a cruise or bumped into them filming Winning London. Who knows? I want to hear it. But anyways, Alex Harms is my brother. I called him. He also, fun fact, designed our tile art for our podcast. So he's also a fantastic illustrator. Go find his Instagram at Harms Studio. He has all of his amazing illustrations on there. Shout out to my brother. He's talented. Cool. Anyway, don't tell him I said that. This is our conversation. I hope you enjoy.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey.
So I'm just calling because we are recording our episode about It Takes Two, and I don't actually remember the first time I watched it, and I thought I don't know if you do, but do you have any memories of me or us watching it?
I remember one time we watched it at Grandma Harms' house.
We did?
Do you remember that?
No. Why would we have done that?
I don't know. I think when we, I can't remember if it was Christmas or what, but I remember, like, for some reason, like, we were putting on a movie and we just put on It Takes Two.
Uh-huh.
And I remember, like, people were, like, talking during the movie. I can't really remember what the details were. If, like, maybe, I don't know, someone was like, oh, my God, this is my best, this is the best part coming up, or, you know.
What, was that me, or?
I really don't remember. I just remember, like, we watched the movie all together, and it became a funny discussion on the way home again.
Okay. Were we little, or was I older saying we should watch It Takes Two?
I mean, it probably would have been, what year did that movie come out?
It came out in 95, but, like, November 95. So, if it was on VHS, it was probably 96.
Yeah, I mean, it probably would have been not too long after the movie came out.
Really?
It probably would have been the VHS, and, like, you were a big Mary-Kate and Ashley fan at 5 already, right?
I was. I kind of, in my mind, I think that, at least I thought that It Takes Two, like, started my obsession with Mary-Kate and Ashley, but that means that this would have been the first time I would have been exposed to them. But maybe that's not true if I was already, like, really obsessed with It Takes Two when it came out.
That could be, because probably the only reason we would have watched it was because you were already obsessed with it, and you were like, let's all watch It Takes Two again. You maybe wanted to show everybody or something.
Right.
Because, you know, 5-year-olds just like to watch their favorite movie over and over and over again.
Right, yeah, exactly. Okay, that makes sense. I called Mom and I called Dad, and neither of them have any recollection of It Takes Two. Mom could...
They're just like, which one was that?
Yeah, I told Mom, I was like, it's the one with Kirstie Alley. And she was like, Kirstie Alley's in one of their movies?
Wow.
And Mom was like, no, you and Alex were so good about watching TV. You guys just watched whatever you wanted, and I got a chance to clean the house.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I didn't really watch a lot of our movies together with us so often.
No, I guess not. But did you watch the Mary-Kate and Ashley movies with me?
Not really. I kind of remember bits and pieces of some of them.
Okay.
But I don't know if I ever actually, like, sat down and watched any of them.
Well, except for It Takes Two at that Thanksgiving that one time.
Right, because that movie, like, was their only one that went to theaters and got marketing and stuff.
Right. Yeah.
Do you know if we ever went to the theater to see it?
Well, no, I don't think so, because I think I discovered it on VHS at the Mario Video Store.
Oh, okay.
Because I'm pretty sure It Takes Two is what made me obsessed with them. And I think that's because I saw it in the video section and the kids section.
You just saw two girls around your age.
Yeah.
Like, on the cover, and I was like, I want to watch this.
Yeah.
Oh.
Probably.
Okay.
And I think so. And then they had all these other videos. So I was like, wow, they have like a whole series. I should check this out.
Mm-hmm. Did they have all of them at Mario?
I mean, all of them at the time. We kind of stopped going there after 98, probably. And at that point, they probably only had 3 or 4 movies.
How many movies did they have by the time It Takes Two came out?
Oh, well. I guess if you count their videos. So they had the two, Double Dole of Toil and Trouble and How the West Was Fun. And To Grandmother's House We Go. And then they would have had at least 2 of their video series and then our first video. So they probably would have had like 7 or 8 by the time. Like 7 or 8 VHSs by the time It Takes Two came out.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So did that movie not go over very well? Like they didn't make any other theater movies after that.
Well, that's part of what I'm trying to figure out in this podcast. why wouldn't they? I mean, I think it did respectably. I don't think it, like, blew anyone out of the water, and I think it got generally pretty bad reviews from critics. I don't think it went badly. Like, I think it went pretty well in the theaters, and I think it probably made a lot of money. I couldn't figure out how much the movie cost to make, but I do know that it made $19 million in theaters, which doesn't seem that bad.
Not awful, but it's not.
I couldn't find how much the movie cost to make, which sucks, but yeah.
8% on Rotten Tomatoes.
I know, but that's only out of 24 reviews, so. That was probably someone trolling. But no, I think it, I mean, it must have done really well on VHS too. That's would be my guess.
Oh, cool. Are you like sitting down and watching these movies again before you talk about them?
Yeah.
Oh, good. So you just watched this again recently?
Yeah. Watched it last night.
How was it? Interesting.
I think a lot of it holds up. I've also seen it as an adult. I think I was drinking the last time I saw it, though, because I remember thinking it was, like, so good. But I think...
Oh, yeah, you were probably drinking then.
I was probably drinking. And I think I was also really worried that it wasn't going to hold up because I hadn't seen it since I was a kid. And then seeing that, like, so much of it actually still does hold up was very satisfying.
Oh, okay.
So you don't remember anything else about this movie other than that Thanksgiving. That's a pretty good memory, though, actually.
Not really, yeah. Just remember, like, huffing and puffing because, I don't know, people were talking or spoiling the movie or something as we were watching it. As you know, we were watching a children's movie.
That's very funny.
But, yeah, that's really all I can... Like, I still remember this movie, though. Like, I kind of remember the most of the plot beats and the corny, you know, wedding scene at the end.
Right, yeah.
So... Like, I must have seen this movie at least a couple times back then.
Yeah. I mean, I watched it over and over.
I can't really remember the context of, like, where, why, or when I would have watched it.
Hmm. Yeah. Well, thanks for helping. Thank you. Have a good lunch. Say hi to Minori.
All right. Talk to you again soon.
All right, there you have it. That's me and my brother Alex Harms talking about It Takes Two and our childhood while he makes lunch. I forgot to warn you guys that the audio is pretty bad and he's kind of walking around beeping and moving things around. Hope that wasn't too distracting. I hope you still enjoyed that. We would love to have more voice memos like this, so send them in. And stay tuned for next week because, like I mentioned, we have a very exciting guest that we are so excited to talk to. I can't wait to share it with you guys. No spoilers, but just stay tuned. Find us on Instagram. We are at They Thought I Was You. Again, send us an email, theythoughtiwasyou@gmail.com. Don't forget to rate and review as well. Okay, everyone have a safe and happy Halloween. Go watch Double Double Toil and Trouble. Then follow it up with some It Takes Two because we love it. We watch it all the time. And hopefully we'll catch you next week. Okay, bye.